is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. And by Greeley Signs and Graphics, whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's a sunny 46 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An earthquake rattling the New York region Friday morning. The 4.8 magnitude quake centered in New Jersey, about an hour outside New York City. One Rutgers University student in New Brunswick describing the tremor.
We didn't even process that it was an actual earthquake. We just thought it was wind or something.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul says there were no reports of damage to area bridges and tunnels. Airports issuing temporary ground stops until it can inspect runways after the quake.
We're taking this extremely seriously. Seriously, and here's why. There is always the possibility of aftershocks.
President Biden heading to Baltimore today. He'll meet with first responders from the Key Bridge collapse and get a firsthand look at the destruction after that cargo ship ran into the bridge. Israel has made changes, including opening key land crossings into northern Gaza to help boost aid into the war-torn enclave. It follows the call between President Biden and Israel's prime minister yesterday. This is ABC News.
Incoming college freshmen getting some more time to figure out where they want to enroll in the fall amid an ongoing financial aid fiasco. Here's details from ABC's Derek Dennis.
This year, delays in financial aid notifications are posing an extra challenge for students trying to pick which school to attend in the fall. Technical glitches with the more simplified free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA form, have left millions of students in limbo, waiting to hear how much aid they'll receive. In response, some colleges are now pushing out deadlines for acceptance and enrollment deposits. It's unclear of when this FAFSA processing backlog will ease up. For now, experts say it's crucial for students and parents to keep the lines of communication open with schools.
This has tuition, housing, and other costs near $100,000 at some elite colleges and universities. Jewelry heist in Beverly Hills. Prosecutors say a California man took nearly $2 million worth of bling and other items from guests at luxury hotels, walking out the door with suitcases full of swag and selling it in Florida. He's pleaded guilty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy to sunny conditions this afternoon with a high near 50. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low of 27. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high in the mid-50s. In Richland Center, we have northerly winds, 3 to 6 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 29, we're at our high so far for the day of 47 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. In Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary in Wisconsin, over 8% of ballots came in uninstructed. It was a protest against President Biden's handling of the Gaza crisis. Governor Tony Evers thinks it's too soon to tell whether that will carry into November.
Whether those undecideds will remain undecided, we're months away for that. I know they did it to make a point and make their voices heard, and that's great. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens in November.
The more than 46,000 uninstructed votes is more than double Biden's 2020 margin of victory over Donald Trump in Wisconsin. In-state tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses in the system will increase. The university 3.75% next school year and under a plan approved unanimously by the Board of Regents. The university says that combined with an increase in fees, the total tuition and fee increase will be 4.4% on average. The tuition increase alone equates a $262 spike at UW-Madison, $317 at UW-Milwaukee, and between $255 and $396 at the 11 other branch universities. Tuition is increasing for the second year in a row following the end of a 10-year freeze. Last year, it rose about 5% on average. The Wisconsin Association representing attorneys has agreed to change the definition of diversity to settle a federal lawsuit brought by a conservative law firm. The lawsuit brought by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in December argued the internship program unconstitutionally discriminates based on race. The State Bar of Wisconsin said Thursday that under terms of the settlement, its diversity clerkship program would continue unchanged under the new definition. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty declared victory, saying mandatory and annual state bar dues will not fund internships and policies primarily based on race, but rather on merit and diversity of viewpoint. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bipartisan bill requiring Wisconsin schools to teach Asian American and Hmong American histories. Evers signed the bill Thursday at an elementary school in Wausau. The city is home to about 4,700 Hmong. The Hmong American Center says that is 12% of the city's residents, making Wausau the highest per capita Hmong population in the state and country. Current Wisconsin law requires K-12 schools to teach Black, Hispanic, and Native American histories. The new law adds Hmong and Asian American histories to this required curriculum. The goal is to promote greater awareness and understanding of Hmong and Asian American histories, cultures, and traditions. About 2 million Black & Decker branded clothing steamers are now under recall after consumers reported dozens of burn injuries that resulted from hot water spewing out of the devices. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Empower Brands is significantly expanding a previously announced recall of Black & Decker model HGS-011 Easy Garment steamers. Nearly 520,000 of the steamers were recalled in November 2022. At the time, a repair remedy was offered, but there have been continued reports of burn injuries involving the required unit since. Empower Brands is now recalling another 1.6 million steamers to cover all units of the model, including those that were previously repaired, and offering full refunds instead. The FDA approved their first prescription digital treatment for depression. It's called Rejoin. It's actually a smartphone app for people who get diagnosed with a major depressive disorder. U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced that USDA is investing $2.2 million towards 23 renewable energy projects in Wisconsin to lower energy costs, generate new income, and create jobs for U.S. farmers, agricultural producers, and rural small businesses. Through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, USDA provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations help them increase their income, grow their businesses, address climate change, and lower energy costs. These investments will cut energy costs for farmers and ag producers that can instead be used to create jobs and new revenue streams for people in their communities. Rural Energy for America program grants announced in Wisconsin include Chad Syme and Gaze Mills, who will use $18,600 REAP grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save $2,400 in electrical costs per year. It will replace 20,500 kilowatt hours, or 24% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power two homes. Tranel Family Farms LLC in Cuba City will use $219,770 in REAP grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save the farm $32,300 in electrical costs per year and replace 320,500 kilowatt hours, or 76% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 29 homes. George's Auto Repair in Westby will use a $20,000 grant to install a solar electric array. This project is expected to save the business $1,800 per year in electrical cost and replace nearly 16,000 kilowatt hours, or 100% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough to power one home. USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September 30th. The funding includes a dedicated portion of underutilized renewable energy technologies. A scam alert has been issued by the Richland Center Police Department. Chief Billy Jones says there has been a recent rise in eBay gift card scams. Here are some helpful reminders. Never use eBay gift cards for payment anywhere but eBay.com. Never give or send your eBay gift card code to anyone outside of eBay.com checkout. If someone claims you should pay in eBay gift cards, stop. This is a scam. And finally, always keep your receipt as proof of purchase. If you believe you were targeted by an eBay gift card scam, immediately go to ebay.com/eBay gift card for customer support. Next, visit ftc.gov/gift cards or ebay.com/gift card scams to learn more about gift card scams. Chief Jones urges everyone to be cautious when it comes to shopping online or visiting on familiar sites. A Vernon County man has been sentenced for trafficking methamphetamine and fentanyl. Stanley J. Holt, 34, of Coon Valley, was sentenced Tuesday by U.S. District Judge William Conley to 11 and a half years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. The prison term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Holt pled guilty to the charge in January. In June 2023, law enforcement officers executed a search warrant at Holt's residence. He was pulled over after being observed leaving the home. Officers searched Holt and his car and found a large quantity of cash, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. Officers arrested Holt's co-defendant, Julia Lloyd, at the residence, where they found additional quantities of methamphetamine and fentanyl. In total, officers seized just under 5 pounds of methamphetamine, over an ounce of fentanyl, and almost $50,000 in cash. At sentencing, Judge Conley emphasized that a lengthy prison sentence was necessary for Holt because of the significant quantities of dangerous drugs that he was distributing in the community and his long history of selling drugs. At the time of this incident, Holt was on extended supervision with the state of Wisconsin for a prior methamphetamine trafficking offense. In March, Judge Conley sentenced Julia Lloyd to 78 months in federal prison for conspiring with Holt to traffic methamphetamine and fentanyl. It's 48 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Our news will continue in a moment.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, 2 flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup, healthy request, pub style and classic, $1.99 each. Classico pasta sauce, Italian sausage and peppers and onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean morning combos and Hormel breakfast combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean sage flavored pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. Rock drilling went better than expected yesterday, so the contractor working on the Highway 130 project is planning to do a rock blast today around 3 or 4 this afternoon. Motorists should note that there will be a 15-minute stop on Wisconsin Highway 130 in both directions during the blast. Brace Memorial Park is closed. It will reopen after the blast this afternoon and will remain open through the weekend. The curtain will rise on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Department of Performing and Visual Arts Theater and Pioneer Players presentation of The Addams Family, a new musical tonight at 7:30 in the Broadbeck Concert Hall on campus. Additional performances will be tomorrow night, Thursday, next Friday, and Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoons, April 7th and 14th at 2. There will also be a special matinee on Wednesday, April 10th at 11. Tickets priced at $15 for general admission and $7 for students are available by contacting the University box office at 608-342-1298 or online at tickets.uwplatt.edu. The University of Wisconsin is celebrating its 175th anniversary. The Madison campus is hosting over 60 events this weekend to mark its opening in 1849. There are evening viewings at Washburn Observatory and its original telescope from 1879, tours of the newly renovated dairy education facilities, and a visit with Bucky Badger at the Fieldhouse on Sunday. More info is online at 175.wisc.edu. A major astrological discovery goes on display this weekend at UW-Madison. A meteorite that fell in a Dane County farm field in 2009 will find its permanent home soon at the UW-Madison Geology Museum. A temporary showing opens Saturday. The 110-pound iron meteorite is one of the largest that's fallen to Earth in 40 years. The museum is busy building an entirely new display for the meteorite because it's too big for the current collection. A doctor from De Pere becomes the first Democratic candidate in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Kristen Lyerly entered the race Thursday for the open seat created after the surprise retirement of Republican Representative Mike Gallagher. She launches her candidacy 2 weeks before Gallagher plans to step down. There will be no special election because of the timing of his resignation. Lyerly is unopposed in the Democratic primary to be decided August 13th. Democrats fielded no candidate in the 2022 election. State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth are two Republicans running, and a third is expected to get in the race on Monday. There's a proposal to repurpose a closed industrial site in Ashwaubenon into a new entertainment venue. The former headquarters of Imperial Supplies is across the street from the Rush Center, and the new owners are hoping to build a three-story venue on the site. Imperial, which makes repair tools and supplies for large trucks, moved to Green Bay in 2018. The developers will be presenting the project to the village board next week. It's unclear if the developers will be asking for public funding. Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly neglecting a missing Two Rivers toddler. A charge of child neglect will stand against Vang, who was caring for 3-year-old Elijah Vu before he went missing. A judge made the ruling Thursday. Vang is charged with one count of being party to chronic neglect of a child and is not charged in connection with Vu's disappearance. After testimony from two law enforcement officers, Judge Robert DeWayne ruled there was enough evidence to move the case forward. DeWayne also denied a defense motion to drop the charges. Fang is due back in court April 16th to enter a plea. Fu has been missing for over a month. Rewards totaling $40,000 are being offered in the case. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, together with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and Savvy, will be hosting a free student loan repayment webinar Tuesday, April 9th. Join this interactive webinar at noon to learn about federal student loan repayment plans and forgiveness programs, including the U.S. Department of Education's one-time payment count adjustment taking place this summer. During the webinar, borrowers will learn about current student loan debt relief scams to avoid and how to use the free Wisconsin student loan repayment tool created by public benefit corporation Savvy. Savvy is a technology startup on a mission to help borrowers navigate the complex student loan system. Their student loan experts will answer questions about federal student loan repayment and explain how their tool can help borrowers navigate the complexities of federal student loan repayment plans, forgiveness programs, and lowering student loan payments. Using Savvy's tool may help borrowers reduce their monthly payments and optimize their repayment plans. To learn more, visit elevatewi.bysavvy.com. That's S-A-V-I. Student loan borrowers can find additional free repayment resources on the DFI's student loan debt repayment webpage. Borrowers with questions are encouraged to call the Wisconsin Student Loan Help Hotline at 833-589-0750 or contact Federal Student Aid. Student loan borrowers who have been the victim of a scam should report it by filing a complaint online, emailing DATCP hotline at wisconsin.gov, or calling DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Join the free student loan repayment webinar on Tuesday, April 9th at noon by registering at Eventbrite. Taking care of community is an important part of the Lions mission. April has been dedicated to supporting the local food pantry by the Spring Green Lions Club. Your help is needed to make this a success. Cash gifts are welcome. For every dollar donated to the Lions Club for the food pantry, the Spring Green Lions Club will match your gift with a dollar contribution up to $1,000. Your gift can be mailed to Spring Green Lions Club, Attention Food Pantry, P.O. Box 313, Spring Green, 53588. Make checks payable to Spring Green Lions Club and note Arena, Lone Rock, or Spring Green in the memo line of your check. April is Autism Month. The CDC says 1 in 36 American children are on the spectrum. Kate Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She's urging people to be accepting and inclusive.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
Adults are also being diagnosed. Hess says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses how to better serve employees and clients with autism. It's 48 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen,
Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Baskerville. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Baskerville. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon with a service at 11:45 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Dick Inman is survived by four children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham, and Greg Inman, all of Westby. Six grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Bernetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, three stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend, Alice Dupas. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Call is survived by his wife of 50 years, Peg, three children, Christine and Ed Gunlock of Marshall, Charlene and Benjamin Gald of Richland Center, and Terry Call of Bear Valley. Five grandsons, seven sisters, Joanne Slattery, Arlene Makovic, Teresa Jensen, Eloise and Robert Anderson, Bernadette and Mark Hintz, Rita and Stephen McCarthy, and Tina and Brent McKittrick. Four brothers, Steve and Laura Call, Marty and Sharon Call, Pat Call, and Herman and Tammy Call. Sister-in-law, Karen and Dan Kruger, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held next Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home next Friday, April 12th, from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Elliott is survived by her husband, Pat, three children, Rochelle Elliott, Derek Elliott, and Emily and Jeff Martin. Three grandchildren, three sisters, Joyce and Jim Hipsch, Debbie and Gary Wirtz, and Lori and Reggie Way. Two brother-in-laws, Jude and Cindy Elliott, and Doug Faber. Sister-in-law, Ann Elliott, and numerous nieces and nephews. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 13th at 2 o'clock at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman, and Abuyu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota. Siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, Leanne Bender Laufenberg, and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Marty and Connie Brewer, Bill and Betty Perkins, and Jason and Megan Kleppy. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some pretty nice early spring weather out there the next day or so here. Nothing terribly warm, but the sun will feel nice, and certainly not nearly as windy as it was over the past couple of days, thanks to high pressure building down in from Minnesota. Now, we are expecting the next low pressure system to come in toward the region from the Rocky Mountains and Plains. On Sunday, this will give us some gusty winds along with some rain showers, especially from mid to late morning on Sunday into the afternoon. Might even be a clap of thunder in a couple of spots. Right now, it looks like we could see upwards of 3/10 or a half inch of rain with that system. That low will continue to wobble across Wisconsin Monday for a few more spotty showers, especially numerous north of our area, but even around here a couple are possible. And maybe on the cloudy side, so that may hinder the eclipse viewing around here. A better chance of sunshine if you're traveling south and southeast of Wisconsin into parts of Illinois, Indiana area, Ohio, parts of southern Michigan. Otherwise, we anticipate just a weak system still around on Tuesday for a small chance of a shower. Temperatures should be relatively seasonal. That forecast now, the rest of today, partly cloudy to sunny with temps reaching the upper 40s to around 50. North-northeast wind up to 10. Clear and cool tonight, kind of frosty with a low of 27. Mostly sunny and mild tomorrow, high at 54. Wind out of the east-southeast near 10. Saturday night, increasing clouds and breezy, low 34. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely by mid to late morning, highs in the upper 40s, with an east-southeast wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer with a 40% chance of spotty light showers, low near 39 with a high of 58. Tuesday, breaks of sun and comfortable, slight chance of a light shower, low 40 with a high of 60. And Wednesday, partly sunny and nice with a high of 62. Thursday, partly sunny, highs again in the low 60s. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 43, our low this morning was 29. The record high for this date was set in 1991 at 80 degrees. The record low 12 was set in 1995. Last year's high was 50 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 7:32 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:35. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds. The barometer is up to 30.16 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
If you're looking for a farm job or looking to hire one or more farm workers, then stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The service is called Ag Butler, and it's a mobile app that connects farms with those looking to find a farm job. Ken Johansson started the company 6 years ago in Lebanon, Missouri.
We've had a depopulation of rural communities,
and the stable workforce that was in those rural communities were the baby boomers. And a number of them are retiring or we're losing them every day. So instead of continuing to kick that can down the road, we decided to develop an app and a web-based platform that connects people in rural communities to production agriculture and the farmers and ranchers that need that additional labor.
Johansson says Ag Butler has 3,000 users in 42 states and is investigating a potential expansion.
Now we're to the point where we have a proof of concept and know what we can do, to where we have to ask for a bigger chunk to be able to really scale and help most of the U.S. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Johansson was part of a panel of ag entrepreneurs at the recent AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. You can find out more about his company at agbutlerapp.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A planned tariff might raise the cost of herbicide. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The National Corn Growers Association is asking the International Trade Commission to deny a request from Corteva Agriscience to issue tariffs on imported 2,4-D herbicide. President Harold Woolley tells Brownfield if approved, the tariffs would limit the production of the herbicide and raise prices for farmers.
Our margins are very thin. We need to have our tools in our toolbox be available to us at competitive prices.
Corteva filed anti-dumping and countervailing duty petitions with the ITC in mid-March, responding to India and China's trade practices.
In a market that really only has one domestic manufacturer, Corteva, they're seeking to restrict the imports of 2,4-D acid that other manufacturers here in the U.S. use to make 2,4-D amine and 2,4-D esters.
Farmers use the herbicide as a burn down for weeds ahead of no-till or strip-till planting. Woolley says it's a crucial tool for growers who want to embrace climate-smart agriculture practices. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's hopeful that updates to the GREET model used for sustainable aviation fuel will be announced this month.
Well, I'm particularly hopeful that we get some direction from Treasury in the next several weeks, sometime during the month of April. That's the goal, certainly our goal.
He says the internal framework will probably focus on 40B.
Which is the first rule that governs the production of sustainable aviation fuel in years 2023 and 2024. I think it'll send a strong signal about the importance of sustainable climate-smart agriculture practices being beneficial to ethanol and to other biofuels making the grade, if you will.
The 40B tax credit incentivizes the production of sustainable aviation fuel that achieves a life cycle greenhouse gas reduction of at least 50% compared to petroleum-based jet fuel. A farm advisor says some families don't begin the farm transition process correctly or early enough. Kevin Plant with the Wisconsin Farm Center tells Brownfield, when families don't properly lay out a plan, it often leads to conflicts and stress among family members.
The family members that are all up at odds at each other, nobody wants to talk to each other anymore. They are just not communicating. And so that's where the mediation comes in.
And Plant says that's where they can help.
We come in as coaches to help people identify what are their goals, what are their thoughts, what are their concerns, and help them develop and generate a plan of action.
Plant says the Wisconsin Farm Center has a free USDA-certified program under the Farm Bill for mediation and dispute resolution that's been helping farm families for nearly 40 years. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching.
That's where Compeer Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A sluggish Friday for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been slow to develop on this Friday. Bids have surfaced in the South at $182 to $184 live. Those are still well below current asking prices. There is a light trade that's developed over a couple of days this week. Dress deals were marked at $295 to $298, mostly $297 to $298, a couple of dollars below the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with fairly light demand for solid offerings. Choice up a penny at $297.16. Select is 94 cents lower at $295.11. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were sharply lower. Heifers under 550 pounds were fully steady on a thin test. Heifers 550 to 650 pounds were $1 to $7 lower, and heifers over 650 pounds were sharply lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good with several buyers both in seats and online. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 558 to 571 pounds, were up $333.50 to $336. Feeder steers, 607 to 632 pounds, brought $293.50 to $309. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 661 to 694 pounds, brought $253 to $261.50. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors weren't too aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Business has been really slow to develop over the course of the week, and while there haven't been huge negotiated runs, prices have been solid. Demand on the global market for U.S. pork and domestically have provided some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs along with hog weights and the inconsistent movement in pork values. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $82 to $90 with a weighted average of $87.12. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $62. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were firm at midday, up 22 cents at $98.37. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today, I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Soybeans and hogs are higher, cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are higher on short covering and technical buying following soybean oil, which is up on global vegetable oil demand expectations. Brazil's harvest is nearly 80% complete, with new estimates from USDA and CONAB out on the 11th. May beans are up 6 3/4 to 11.86 3/4. July's 6.5 higher at 11.98 3/4. May soybean meal's up 50 cents at 3.34. May soybean oil 77 points higher at 48.92. Corn's down on profit-taking, but losses are limited by solid export and ethanol demand, with traders watching early U.S. planting activity. Development conditions for second crop corn in Brazil are mixed. May's down 2 1/4 at 4.33. July's 1 3/4 lower at 4.45 3/4. And wheat's higher. Quality issues could have an impact on Russia's exports, even if they do have the lowest global price still. Near-term U.S. hard red winter weather looks warm and dry. May Chicago's up a dime at 5.66 1/2. May Kansas City's 2 3/4 higher at 5.80 1/4. May Minneapolis is up 1 1/4 at 6.47 1/2. Cattle are down sharply on fund and technical liquidation, pressured by this week's direct business. June live's down 405 at 171.80. August is 380 lower at 169.52. May feeders are down 637 at 237.50. And hogs are higher on demand expectations. Pork was up at midday, but only firm. June lean's 295 higher at 107.95, and July's up 242 at 109.67. Crude oil is higher today, back above 87 a barrel. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The sweet corn you love today isn't possible without science. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. I know it's nowhere near time to have that fresh sweet corn to eat right out of the field, but it is getting close to planting time, so you can get a little bit excited. Tim Clark with Seminus says the reason you're getting higher quality, better sweet corn today is because of better breeding and better genetics.
So when it comes to new products and innovation relative to sweet corn, we firmly believe that genetics are the basis. They are the key to unlocking some of the qualities you come to expect when you take that first bite of sweet corn. And that's why we keep investing in genetics, in hunting down products that continue to build upon what experienced people expect from sweet corn. So technology, when it comes to plant breeding, can be different events and can be different ways to look at some of the pests that we might deal with in the cropping system. But even more so, it comes from having a good foundation of genetics, to having two parents that give a product that truly take the crop into a new dimension.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get in